Daryl Morey is with us, right? Because we started to talk. Somebody in this city started to talk Rockets basketball.
I brought it up. I said, when we want to come back, one of the Houston teams won. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, a fire alarm went off, and Daryl said, you almost started talking Rockets, so they pulled the fire alarm.
He's with us right now on ESPN 97.5. What's up, Daryl?
Good morning. Welcome back to the air, guys.
We appreciate
it. Deep Blue checking in.
I know.
Hey, Deep Blue, how are you?
Daryl, tell the truth now. I told John this. That was a little bit, that touched a little bit of a nerve when you first heard Deep Blue, which, by the way, I wish we coined it, but I can't. A guy named Jose, one of the listeners named Jose, coined it.
Gotcha.
But it was a pretty genius, you know, Deep Blue is the computer that played Kasparov and Karpov.
It's a good thing you gave him credit to Jose.
Yeah.
I was a little worried about knowing who came up with that.
But did that you were new in town. We said,
you were crushing me coming.
Oh, that's not even remotely. Awesome. Well, Dennis Lindsay was my guy because he had been in a fantasy league. And then you were in a fantasy league with me 2 years.
Dennis was amazing.
Didn't you just collect running backs? Wasn't that your thing in the fantasy league?
It's true. 2 years ago, Daryl had like 8 running backs in our auction.
No wide receivers.
Why is he doing this? And it's because he wanted to turn and flip them for more.
Well, and then I think I proposed a rule change to add to go to 3 running backs. So
I know this is going to shock you. Every week that we would have our the waiver wire pickup came out, it was just Maury's eels, like 9 moves every week. It was incredible.
Shocking.
It was incredible.
And then you were like emailing me, hey, do you know that each one costs $1? I was like, I'm aware.
You're down 1,000 already.
Daryl. Anyway, hey, man, we were just watching James on ESPN, as a matter of fact, looking good. Yeah, I was just saying before we went to break that this season isn't feeling as existential as I thought it was. It did that nothing matters because it's going to be Golden State. Guess what? Looks like other teams can play too, and you guys are the main one that can play right now.
Yeah, Golden State is obviously extremely good, but our goal is to get right there with them. And, you know, if we keep playing this way and we don't really have, you know, any reason to feel like we can't, you know, we feel like we're right there. I mean, they're the champs, so they've won 2 out of the last 3. So obviously we're not there yet, but we do feel like we've closed the gap considerably.
So we were watching, we were flipping back and forth. I got the dual receiver, so you just pause and go to the next one, pause. And so me and my kids were going back and forth between the Rockets game and the Texans game. And they wanted me to just, so we started staying on Rockets for longer. And, I mean, James really, really shot it well there in the first half. But, you know what's interesting is Chris Paul did not have a shooter's game at all. He's 1 for 7. He scored 4 points in the game. You'd never know it. In any other year, you might be talking about, man, Chris Paul only 4 points and blah, blah, blah. Chris Paul had 14 assists. James had a triple-double. There was a little stretch in the third quarter where it got, you know, defensively, there were some bad possessions defensively and offensively. And then the Rockets extended the lead again after just a little lull of about 3 minutes. And then it was just, you know, I don't know, Daryl, I had some of the same concerns. I knew you had to. There was a lot of pieces off the bench that I felt like, well, how's Daryl going to remake this roster now? Because they have to get Chris Paul. And you look at the bench. This bench is better than it was last year, without questions. Without question, Imba Mate and P.J. Tucker. You got another Chuck Hayes in here in P.J. Tucker. And that's, by the way, a compliment. I like what Chuck's limited, but I like what he did. Imba Mate is, I think, you know, you finally have a good long defender and a guy who can shoot it a little bit from the perimeter. And, getting Tarik Black back is a good thing in terms of having a big there. And we already know Nene, you have to limit his minutes, but when he plays, he's still incredibly effective.
Well, I'll hang up and listen, Lance.
I can't believe you put together, like, I wasn't sure you'd have the money to put together a decent bench, but your bench is, it feels like it's pretty good.
Well, yeah, a couple of things. I'll say James Harden's playing the best basketball of his career. It's amazing to watch. To your point, Chris Paul contributes in so many ways, even if, to your point, it's not scoring.
Yeah, no assists. By the way, no turnovers yesterday. 14 assists, no turnovers.
Yeah, I think he has like 60 turnovers since he came back, and like 2 turnovers, 3 or some crazy. And like guys are shooting at such a high percentage of his shots. He's getting such quality looks. The way we were able to build the bench and add Chris Paul is because we did that trade early, and that allowed us to still have the ability to use our mid-level on PJ, use our non-bird rights to get Nene back, add Mbamute. So it was, that trade happening early was really key to the depth we have this year.
Daryl Morey with us on ESPN 97.5. Daryl, is there anything surprising you in this NBA season? So, I mean, it's early. It's 20 games, and we're about to, at the quarter mark. Is there anything that's surprising you so far about the league?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Celtics are probably the biggest surprise. They lost one of the – Gordon Hayward's a really good player, and losing him, and then them – they've put together a historic defense so far. Now, sometimes that can be a little harder to sustain than a team that's offensively built. I'd say the Celtics are probably the team that's really surprised me on the good.
Is Oklahoma City surprising you?
I think they'll figure it out. I mean, they've got really talented players. I think they'll figure it out. But yeah, they've obviously had a slow start. But the West is sort of we've sort of run away, and so has Golden State. But then there's a big pack. Well, and the Spurs are obviously, they're just like machines. Somehow without Kawhi Leonard, they're still cranking out a million wins, which is amazing.
Yeah.
The rest of the West is in a big pack, though. So, like, it's going to be pretty easy for OKC to climb back up once they start playing up to their potential, I think.
So, I was one of those guys who was very concerned about how James is going to do off the ball. Now you got a guy who needs to have the ball in his hands and Chris Paul. And we see how good Chris Paul is with the ball in his hands. I mean, if you watched any basketball, you already knew. But yesterday's a great example. I guess because of the amount of possessions you have, it doesn't even matter. One guy has 14 assists, no turnovers. The other guy has 10 assists. I mean, I guess you want to – is this working out more smoothly? And Chris hasn't played a lot of the season. Is it working out more smoothly than you expected?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we thought there'd be a little more of an adjustment period, but honestly, we had, Coach McHale, who did such a good job with us for a bunch of years, he played with, I think, 4 Hall of Famers, maybe 5, actually. And he said, look, if you got a bunch of smart, Hall of Fame level basketball players who all want to make it work, it's not that hard, actually. And, he's definitely right about that. Both these guys are very, very high basketball IQ players who just want to win the title at the phase of the career they're in. Obviously they've all made as much money as they'll ever need. And so it's working smooth. No one's worried about their individual numbers. Everyone's just worried about getting the W at the end of the day. And so far, 16-4, pretty insane right now.
I never heard, by the way, did you have any beef with what Kevin McHale said when he and James were going back and forth? I didn't feel like it was a cheap shot at all. I thought it was just a coach just speaking honestly about some things.
I thought it was a bit of a cheap shot.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I love Kevin. He did a great job for us. But I did feel like he was talking about inside locker room stuff that probably should have stayed there. Yeah.
Yeah. Daryl Morey with us here on ESPN 97.5. It's gotta be, you got to be having some fun, man. This is this team is it looks like it's having fun, and it's obviously all the winning. It seems to be that way.
Yeah, no, the way to be a title contender, and right now, if we're beating people like 10 on average, and more than half the teams in history that have done that have gone on to win the title. Now, they didn't. There wasn't an all-time great team like Golden State most years, so. So yeah, we're rolling. We got to keep it up. We got to stay focused, and we've had a little bit of an easier schedule, so we'll know a little bit more over the next few weeks when we start to play some of the tougher opponents in the league.
Does it seem like spreading the season out, starting it earlier, that it's a little easier on the guys?
Yeah, that was fantastic by the league. Really, really good by the league. We don't have any 4 and 5s. The number of back-to-backs, I think, is down to like 12 or 13. It really matters for these athletes. It's a big positive.
Especially teams that runs as much as you guys.
Yeah, that helps. And we're older. You know, we're I think we're the second or third oldest, you know, among the playoff teams. So, yeah, so it does help us a lot.
Good stuff. Well, great start, man, and we appreciate you hanging. Thanks for listening, and thanks for the tweet yesterday. You got a lot of response.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And, you know, it is great to have you guys back on. You guys are like peas and carrots or something. Talk to you guys. See ya.
We're peas and carrots.
Yeah, maybe if you're British, you like that.
No, nobody likes it. Nobody likes peas and carrots.
British people probably.
You think British people
go together like peas and carrots?
No,
lovely.
They put it in their pie. And
oh, this feels like a shepherd's pie. You go together like shepherd's. What's in shepherd's pie? Mash and peas and carrots and like
goat.
Oh, we call that a chicken pot pie.
Yeah, only they have goat in it. It's terrible. 7:30 ESPN 97.
Man, your bias has just leaked through, John.
Yeah, I hate shepherd pie. Yes, Daryl. Yes.
That's really Daryl's voice?
That's Daryl. Yeah. There, last time I was talking about the defense or something, and he said,
man, your bias has just leaked through, John.
That sounds like somebody from West Virginia.
Man,
or something.
Yeah. No, I know. That didn't sound
not
like
from the. He's not from the Ozarks.
Listen. I hope he's not from the Ozarks.
Man, your bias has just leaked through, John.
Do you saw the Ozarks and the motel scenes? Why are you putting that on Daryl?
It wasn't just that.
That's all anyone remembers.
It wasn't the only scene.
That's the only scene that anyone remembers.
The little niece also electrocuted her uncles.
Well, yeah.
You know, my daughter for Christmas.
And his daughter for Halloween.
For Halloween, I've dressed her up as Ruth Langmore.
That's a role model that we all can love.
Setting the bar high.
Why
for
the
kids
have to wear this wig? Just shut up and act like you're breaking into a safe.
7:31.
You managed a strip club too. Remember,
That's your character. Here, I even bought her a Tupac T-shirt, and then it never came in.
Oh, then you didn't really do it.
No, that's right.
All right, taking one here. 713-780-3776.